Joanna, you went to the Madison Street Fair last weekend and recorded some really good sound. Just set the scene for us. What are we hearing?
Well, I walked over there through the beautiful day, quiet streets of Albany, and get there, and it is packed. Tons of people, many of them masked, but that weird feeling like you're coming out of the pandemic and people you haven't seen. And you're like, is that them under the mask? And it's packed and there's so many people, there's tables out. And reminded me of times before the pandemic. They have the used book sale. They had the food vendors on one end. As you walk down, there's an art section for kids. There's face painting and balloons. And then walking down towards the other end, we get to the Albany Bike Rescue and a stilt walker up on stilts saying hi to everybody. And coming through, they have a display up of old pictures of the neighborhood of Madison Ave 200 or 100 years ago. And then you get under the other end to the Ben and Jerry's section and the fried dough and the stage. And actually, the entire street was packed all the way through, people kind of on top of each other.
All right, let's hear what it sounded like.
How's it going?
How are you?
See everybody here.
So the origin story of the Upper Madison Street Fair. It started as the Taste of Madison quite a few years ago, probably 15 or so, when the city had redone the south side of Madison with bricks and everything, and we wanted something to celebrate it, and so in sort of early fall, we did the Taste of Madison. And that kind of worked for a few years, and then a number of people from the neighborhood came to me and said, you know, Rick, we could make this something better. And I'm like, go for it, let's do it. And so we started organizing the Upper Madison Street Fair, adding vendors, of which the basic rule was if you're selling food, it can't compete with any of the restaurants here because we want to promote them. And this is our 10th year. We've even survived good old COVID. And this is going amazingly well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's packed. What's your favorite part of the whole experience?
For me, is being done with it on Monday afternoon, because when this will be done at 5 o'clock, the street will be empty by 6 o'clock. We'll put everything in storage on Monday, and then we can relax. We started our planning on this in February. At which point everybody was like, well, so they're starting to have vaccines. I wonder what it's going to be like in September.
Yeah.
And we were just like, okay, let's start moving forward and make it work. And it worked.
This is my first year volunteering here. Actually, I just moved to the area.
Okay.
So I just moved to the area and I wanted to get involved with the community because Albany has such a wonderful, close-knit community. And this was the first opportunity I found. And because it's an entire volunteer-led operation, pretty much, it's been a wonderful experience. Everything's been run really smoothly and there's so many wonderful people to help out around and it's awesome.
Awesome. Where did you move from?
I moved from Boston at the end of August.
And why did you decide to come to Albany, New York, of all places?
The community around here was just so special when I came to visit. Everyone just looks out for each other and I think that's also the wonderful thing about the fair too, is it's having people from the whole neighborhood come together. And I just loved the people and everyone who was so warm and welcoming. And everyone seems to have their own thing that they like to do too and wants to share that with the rest of the neighborhood. So it's really awesome.
Towards the right there. Down by that big brick building.
we do it because we really want to showcase what a great neighborhood the Pine Hills neighborhood is, why people should choose to live here, to raise their family here, to buy a house or rent here. And we do it very consciously with our local merchants, the businesses that are on the street, like Junior's, like The Point, like the Curry House. And so the vendors that we bring in from the outside are carefully curated so that they're never in conflict with our vendors that are on our street. Because we understand that what makes this neighborhood special is the mixture of residential and commercial. So we want to support our merchants and build up this commercial area to be, really our tagline is city living at its best. And that's what we're trying to promote here. It's such a wonderful neighborhood and it's such a great place to live. And people don't know it's here. You know, people who live in Albany do, but people from the surrounding community don't. And people who are moving in, as people know, we're having an influx of people here from around the country as they're looking for a safe, comfortable, small city. And Pine Hills is really well situated to deliver that kind of living for folks. And can I tell you about the great table crisis of 2021?
Tell me. Sure.
This is how much I love the Pine Hills neighborhood. Today, we were supposed to get a truck delivering our rented tables. And on that truck, there were supposed to be 41 tables. But when the truck got here, there were 8 tables.
Oh no.
So 8 is not 41. So we were suddenly short quite a number of tables. But because this neighborhood is such a great community, we made a couple phone calls. The College St. Rose loaned us 15 tables.
Wow.
The Elks Club, which is just down the street, loaned us 15 tables. And a Facebook post yielded more than the balance of tables that we needed. And now we have extra tables. And that is the kind of community this is. When something happens, people pull together to resolve it.
I like the good food.
What do you like about the family?
I like the food. Too.
What's your favorite food that you see here?
The kismet.
Well, that's fancy.
How about me?
I thought, yeah, what do you like?
The balloons.
The balloons?
And let's see, Italian ice.
Italian ice. That's a classic.
Italian ice.
Do you ever see a friend? Have you ever been to this before?
Yeah, they come every year,
like,
don't they?
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad been on the band before.
Oh, very cool.
I like running into friends.
Passing out composting 101 cards so that Albany can transition from all waste or too much waste to less waste, particularly household waste.
Nice. Do you work with Radix often?
No, actually, but they're in my neighborhood and I keep in touch, so it's good to support something that's a positive change.
Brothers in song, sing on. Brothers, sing on. Sing on.
Today I'm volunteering at the kids' home. I'm actually at the collage table, but I was planning to be doing lanterns, and it looks like people have made really beautiful ones. We usually every year people make them here, and it's one of the workshops that we do as part of the Albany Lantern Parade, which is always on the first Sunday of Daylight Standard Time. So this year that's November 7th. And I don't know if you're familiar with that event.
I've participated.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, yeah. So this will be the 5th year, I think, maybe the 6th. And it's really just an event to celebrate community and people coming out when it's starting to get dark and chilly and kind of just celebrating light and being outside together. Unfortunately, we weren't able to hold it last year, so I'm really excited for this year because we're hoping that, you know, it'll still feel like an okay thing. It's an outdoor event. People can sort of keep the kind of space they want to. And so the idea is that people bring lanterns that some people have made them at workshops that we've held all over. Other people make them at home or bring them from years past. And the Washington Park Conservancy sponsors the event with the City of Albany. And we hand out battery-operated candles, and people plop them in their lanterns, and then when it gets dark, we walk. So in the first year, it was about 75 people. And then the second year, the Conservancy sponsored it, so we were able to get donations of food. Like, Stuart's always gives us donuts and cider to hand out. And so the second year, it grew significantly. It was a couple hundred people. And then we didn't hold it last year, but the year before, it was close to 1,000.
Oh, wow.
And it just grew, you know. And I think that just speaks to what it, you know, it's a very simple event. There's nothing to buy. There's nothing, that, you know, we've had some music. It's just really simple. And people seem to love that.